WCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media.
Where a man can feed his
ABC
family.
News, I'm Richard Cantor.
U.S. lawmakers coming to the assistance of five Americans found out that Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean takes a dim view of private gun ownership. They're looking at up to 12 years in prison each after ammunition was found in their luggage.
The bipartisan delegation of U.S. lawmakers traveled to Turks and Caicos to ask for meetings with Senator John Fetterman, who was part of the delegation, saying, "I left these meetings optimistic that we can get this resolved. I look forward to working with my colleagues in Congress and TCI officials to bring these American citizens home."
Work from home is over in Philadelphia. Mayor Sherrill Parker ordering all full-time city employees working in their offices like the office. This is ABC News. President Biden and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff hosted a White House reception in honor of Jewish American Heritage Month. Emhoff says,
Civic Media Radio Station.
Hello, at 58 tonight for Tuesday, 82.
CivicMedia.us.
Tuesday night, thunderstorms, a low of 56. Wednesday, patchy sunshine and 67.
Civic Media News.
Mostly sunny and pleasant. Thursday, 75. Friday, 74 with a 50% chance of showers. For Saturday, periods of rain likely and a high of 71.
4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst morning. Storms are forecast, possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois.
Oh, honey, I can tell there's a little devil in your eyes.
She thinks her party can take the majority.
Look like your cowboy running from the Bible.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats.
Bet you like playing chicken on the train tracks.
Do I think we're building infrastructure to it?
Yeah, honey, I can tell that we're headed for a real good time.
Bauer told a Wisconsin politics luncheon last week.
Marlins get away from the blue.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Miami Marlins are in last place in the National League East. Last night they had big after beating the Bulls 3-2 in Miami after 10 innings. Milwaukee's Andrew Monasterio scored first in the fifth with a solo home run shot on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio, center field, back, Chisholm, it's gone! First is a homer. Andrew Monasterio puts the Brewers out in front. And it was a long center.
But the Brewers bullpen went through seven relievers. That's because starter Joe Ross left the game after just pitching in the first inning. How much did it affect the game?
the game so we knew about it. Then after we had to go around the back of third, we pulled out the game. As
move manager Pat Murphy, lots of wrong injury looks the two teams play again tonight. Sports on the Cranes.
Rodney Price, increasing clouds and some showers and storms developing overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall and possibility, lows of the lower 60s. On Tuesday, showers and more thunderstorms, some severe weather and heavy rainfall. I'm a chicken dynamite, fist fight. Got you hypnotized.
Little moonshine, two time, burning
Todd
down
Alba.
A Friday night.
Everybody join us next time as our friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, joins us for Tuesday Tangent with Wilkster. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Kelvin. Now coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join the conversation. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you ever want to get in touch with the show, if you have a suggestion for a guest or a topic or something that's happening, community, whether you're in La Crosse or Wausau or Hayward or Amory, always email us at janesays, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays at civicmedia.us. And a reminder as well, we do have warm weather that is coming across Wisconsin. Our very own Corey Hartman, engineer and all-around amazing person, is going to be joining us at 11:33 to talk about what we can expect as far as the weather goes, the rest of today and certainly into tomorrow. Some communities might be getting hit pretty hard, so we will be updating you with that right after the 11:30 news. We wanted to start with this, though. We haven't done this in a while. A round of the good, the bad, and at least in this case, please make it go away. For the good, Greg Bach.
Yes.
Let's start with our friend, Senator Goldbar Bob Menendez.
Old Goldie?
Old Goldie, his corruption trial continues. With more FBI testimony about the search of his home, this is from CBS News. As you'll remember, a Democrat, Bob Menendez, is a Democrat from New Jersey, and he is accused of essentially working on behalf of foreign governments while he's working within the U.S. government. So the jurors got to hold 1 kilogram gold bars.
I want to know how many of those jurors are like, if I just jump this little railing now and I make a dash for it, I can make it to, you know, Jamaica in 3 hours. Like,
this FBI agent was talking about the day that they held a raid on Goldbar Bob's home. On the floor of one of the closets, Greg Bach, they found a 1 kilogram gold bar inside a Ziploc bag wrapped in a paper towel.
I don't know if you know this, but when you wrap it in a paper towel, put it in a Ziploc, keeps it fresh.
That, okay, it's gold rot.
It turns into silver, then eventually copper.
Oh, no. In the same closet, they found a safe containing loose cash, envelopes of cash, 7 1-ounce gold bars, another 1 kilogram gold bar. Cash also found elsewhere in the house. They found $100,000 in a duffel bag and tens of thousands of dollars more inside boots and jacket pockets. I know I have a bank of boot as well. It's where I always keep my extra $50,000 to $60,000, $70,000.
I'm like Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. I have gold buried all over this building. This is fine. And the stuff you find is decoy gold. You'll never take me alive.
There was so much cash, according to the FBI. Two agents had to bring 2 cash counting machines.
Oh, boy.
There was so much cash.
Okay. No one got hurt. Like, no one got physically hurt. It's so fun to laugh at this story because he got caught and he's facing the consequences right now.
And that's why this is good.
Exactly.
We are all for, no matter what political party you belong to,
exactly.
We are all for people being held accountable for their actions. And that's why this is a good thing.
And it's also a hilarious story, because now it's just, you know, I've seen too many movies, and I see all those montages. Like when you watch a drug movie, like a movie like a drug pimp, and they get that first taste of success, and there's that montage where they don't know what to do with all the money. They're counting the money. They're smoking the money.
What
they're diving
into money?
A pile of money. And I just imagine, like, the FBI say, we need a second money counter, and then just starts the montage and just trying to pressure the money. Like, they're taking it to the limit.
In total, the FBI seized 11 one-ounce gold bars, 2 1-kilogram gold bars, and $486,461 in cash.
Wait. What? Okay, it was. I'm sorry. I want to do that. I want to do the math here. First of all, I will say underwhelming amount of cash from
really?
All the stuff they found. You'd expect to be like $17 million in cash. Like,
I don't know. Almost $7 million in cash sounds like a lot of money to me.
It's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong, but the way they present it, just. I don't know. I expected there to be a way more. So you said how many ounces of gold?
They had 11 one-ounce gold bars and 2 1-kilogram gold bars, along with this almost $500,000 in cash when the FBI raided his home. At one point, I believe Bob Menendez said that because of the way he was raised in childhood, he likes to keep cash at home. And I can respect that to some extent. You want, you know, maybe $5,000, $10,000, but $486,000 in case of an emergency, really?
And a rough running of the numbers, about $100,000 in gold.
Nice.
This is the gold thing that, like, okay, yes, you're right. Like, Grandma used to put the cash in her mattress or in a closet. That's it. Trust me. I get that.
I do to an extent.
But when you have gold on hand, that's getaway quick money. Because it works in Brazil, it works in Europe, it works in China. Gold is gold. So when you have $100,000 in gold in your house, that's like just in case money.
Yeah.
And that's more so.
Yeah, just in case I have to flee the country.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's our good, because we think this is good.
Good job, Bob.
Again, he has not been convicted yet. He hasn't been convicted yet.
He has not, but the early reports in the beginning of the trials of Blaine's wife, who now is sick. They just announced she's sick. And I don't want to say it all, but I'm just going to say the news is confusing.
It does raise maybe some eyebrows.
Yes.
I mean, I don't wish ill on her, simply.
No.
I don't want, you know. And if she's really ill, I hope she gets the help she needs. But he and his wife are both accused of working on behalf of the Egyptian government while they were working, while he was in the United States Senate.
And he's still a senator, so guess what his wife gets?
Yeah, that was the good. Moving on to the bad.
Don't do it so hard that you're going to pop it to
him. Stay calm. Sean Combs.
Nope. They say the nickname.
Diddy.
There it is.
Sean Diddy Combs.
We will also accept Puffy, Puff Daddy, or Padiddy, or Love.
Yeah, I have some other terms I'd like to call him, but I don't think I can use those according to FCC regulations. On Friday, CNN released footage from a stay that Sean Combs had in a hotel with his then-girlfriend in 2016. Now, the girlfriend, Cassie, is suing him for abuse, rape, all kinds of terrible allegations. I believe she filed in November of 2023. They settled the case the next day. But Sean Combs never accepted any of the responsibility, never acknowledged that he had abused her, never called her a liar, smeared her. She made everything up. It's all a lie. She's lying on me. And then CNN releases this footage. That's just horrifying. It's just horrifying. So she is seen trying to leave this hotel. She's waiting to get on the elevator. Sean Combs comes running out of his hotel room, naked except for a towel he's holding around his waist. Punches her in the head. She falls to the ground. While she's on the ground, he kicks her twice because he's a coward.
Wow, but I'm ready.
Makes me so angry.
Well, actually,
that you would kick someone who is on the ground. What a manly man thing to do. He must be so proud.
I mean, I don't think she's been making money, but the video is
it's horrifying.
Yeah, because he's trying to use that moment and say, I've done some. Like you said, he doesn't apologize.
Well, let's back up. Because now yesterday he issued an apology.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Quote.
Yeah, quote. So Sean Combs yesterday releases this 90-second video, and we're not going to play it because it just makes me so angry. And essentially says, I was at a really low point in my life. It's really hard to look at your life and do self-reflection, but I've had therapy now. I'm working to be a better human. Good. That's all good.
That's wonderful.
But as you said, he never apologized to this woman. He never. It's on tape now. We've all seen what he did to her. After she punched her in the head and then she's on the ground and he kicks her twice. Then he drags her back into the hotel. He's never admitted that he lied about the whole thing. He's never taken responsibility. I don't feel ownership of this. Yes, I punched her. Yes, I kicked her when she was on the floor. Yes, I dragged her. No, it was just, I've done some self-reflection and it's been really hard. And all of that was bad. He never apologizes to her. He never apologizes for smearing her reputation.
He never says her name.
No, he never even mentions her.
And you know, honestly, I said to you earlier that I'm sure his lawyer said, you say her name. But also the thing too is, if you've been like,
the longer you listen, the more songs you hear, not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning,
if he's gone to therapy,
it's great listening on country and community. WRCO FM,
grown as a person. I can't take that away from him. I won't doubt it. I don't know, but I will say this: if he did those things, I would want in that video. Yeah, and I've made apologies to the person. I have made amends. I've done the work. I expect forgiveness. Like, you've done nothing, in my opinion, if you don't apologize. And if you haven't reached out to that person to say, I've wronged you, I've hurt you, away from us, where we can't see it, but you can come back and be like, hey, I worked on this. I'm not going to tell her to talk to you about it, but she can corroborate that we have had conversations. There is somewhat of a path of moving forward, but this is just another celebrity who's like, man, this sucks, man. I can't believe I did that.
I got caught.
I got caught. Yeah, you're not. Once again, you're not. You didn't apologize. You're not apologizing because you feel bad. You're apologizing because you got caught.
Exactly. The good, the bad. And next, please, make it go. It's
fruit-related.
You'll be astounded.
Or is the run right breathing?
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. And again, you can always join us at 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Amount you get each month depends on how old you are when you retire and how much you made in your highest paid years.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular, new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save. Head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
This is Carrie Joy.
Congratulations to the seniors of River Valley High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
PB Cleanup, Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, and Cardinal Glass CG.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property
Welcome
are an asset
to
you shouldn't
air,
take
Jane
for granted.
Air,
the staff
Mock,
of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decision that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4414.
Just a reminder, 1130 News. When we come back
just
from that,
no two people
Corey Hartman will be here,
no
our very own civic media engineer
we start
and a weather expert, and he's going to give us an update on what, because we have a lot
between,
more weather
we
coming our way. On the rest
things.
Of the day, you can see it coming, coming today and even into tomorrow. So Corey's going to join us at 11:33 to tell us what we expect. Right now that we're wrapping things up with the good, the bad, and oh, please.
We
make it go away.
Never stop.
Richland Electric is your touchstone
over the weekend,
energy
Greg
cooperative.
CNN.
Your source for power
all right,
and information.
We'll just do a quick round robin. If you
Hi,
had an extra $400
RCHS
laying around,
as a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be
around,
the best on game day.
What
did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol start in their
just
teens.
Save it,
you can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging
like
that
grill,
one choice
like a black
to use substances.
Grill.
Ooh.
Okay, I was
get tools
say,
and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition
one
of Richland
copy
County's
you
website.
You can't save it. You have to spend it.
You have to spend it. You have to spend your $400. So Calvin's going to buy a grill.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I would probably buy some higher-end guitar parts.
Like that.
Or a grill, actually, because our grill took our grill took a jump this weekend. So, but yeah.
If I had an extra $400, I would hire someone to dig up these plants that are taking over my yard, and I can't find anyone to help me because all the landscapers are too busy.
Hey, anybody who's listening right now, give
us a call. Want to earn $400? I have some anemones that need to be dug out of my back garden. They're driving me crazy.
I have some anemones that need to be dug out of my back garden. See what I did there? Words are fun. Okay.
All right, well, some people apparently, if they have an extra $400, guess what they spend it on? The Ruby Glow Pineapple.
Is that a jewel?
No, it's a fruit. The Ruby Gold Pineapple, bred for its distinctive red exterior and sweetness. Cost $395.99 at Melissa's Produce in California, where they sell specialty fruit and vegetables.
Well, don't they know that
it took Del Monte a decade and a half to come up with the Ruby Glow Pineapple. Ruby Glow. Again, it's red on the outside. Pineapple's already pretty sweet. I didn't realize we needed another sweeter pineapple. And there's a big call for just to make it red?
It looks like a ham. It looks like ham. Like you cut it open. Like someone said, here, would you like a slice? I'm like, I don't want to be ham. Oh, no, it's ham. I'm like, no, that's ham. You open it up. I hate this so much.
We will put a link in the show notes.
No, I won't. This is ungodly.
It kind of looks like an alien.
It does. It doesn't look right. It looks wrong. It looks like it's underdone. You said a decade and a half?
It took Del Monte a decade and a half to come up with the Ruby Glow Pineapple.
I would really like to know how much money the Del Monte, which is Spanish form of the Monte, how much they put into R&D for this, and how many of the Ruby Glow Pineapples they need to sell to make a stitch of a profit. Because you said $395.
And 99 cents.
That is, you know what? when people talk about inequality and inequity and pay inequality and things like that and the rich and the, if you walk into a store and you say to yourself, I need to buy this, I never want to hang out with you. I never want to hang out with you because I'll buy you a $7 pineapple. I'll even open it up for you, cut it up. But if you think you need a $395 pineapple, we have different values.
Well, and then you got to wonder, it's like, are you taking it places with you? Just so people can, oh, what's that? Well, it's my Ruby Globe.
That's it.
It's worth it. I would wear it as a watch if I could.
You have to hang out with people who can appreciate that. I'm telling you right now, if I walk into any place here, my other job, my house, well, first of all, I've been thrown out of the house, so I walked into it with a $395 pineapple. Everyone would be like, are you on drugs right now? Is that pineapple making you high?
Cindy Ranvitchwick, fresh produce strategist for Rabobank's global research team, says when it comes to specialty produce, there's always a small market for higher end restaurants or foodies or certain online channels. Americans interested in new fruit varieties in recent years, paying a premium for Honeycrisp apples, cotton candy grapes, sumo citrus, and vertically grown Japanese strawberries.
Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, this is exactly what we deserve. And there's always a story out there where it says, we got together five of the biggest sommeliers in America and gave them table, like $2 chuck. And they couldn't tell a difference, because when you tell somebody you're eating $400 pineapple, they're going to believe you. Because all you have to do is, I'm going to use the term again, shush it up. Like, can you taste the ruby, citrus, sour, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, I can't. I'm like, that is a $2 can of pineapple.
Some specialty fruits have developed cult followings. Cotton candy grapes, named for their sweetness, hit the scene in 2011. Sumo citrus, a hybrid of navel oranges, pomelos, and mandarins, has exploded in several years, and those are really ugly. I'm sorry to all the sumo citrus fans, but that's one. Sumo citrus.
Sumo. Okay, folks, if you're on the live stream, you can watch us. Because, like, now I'm just, what? That doesn't look like we can put that on television.
It looks like a genetic.
It looks suggestive.
Really? Well, I suppose.
Because cotton candy grape, that just looks interesting. And the sugar content is 12%.
If they're cotton candy grapes, they should be fuzzy on the outside.
If they're cotton candy,
really going to be accurate.
Stick. But I love grapes. I eat grapes all the time. I just adore grapes. I don't think because they're perfectly sweet. 12% more, I could have one of those.
Too sweet.
Yeah.
Well, now you know, if you have an extra $400 lying around your house, just don't know what should I do with this $400. You could buy a Ruby Globe pineapple and then take it around and show it to your friends, and they will be impressed with this.
Hello, Bridget. Oh, my wife's on the phone. Bridget, I wanted to. Can I buy a $395 pineapple? Hello? Hello? She didn't say. It sounds like a yes to me.
Absolutely, that's a yes. All right. The good, the bad, and all. Please make it go away. Thank you for joining us for that. Corey Hartman will be here when we get back from the 11:30 news to talk about all the weather that is coming our way. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio.
lawmakers coming to the assistance of five Americans who found out that Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean takes a dim view of private gun ownership. They're looking at up to 12 years in prison each after ammunition was found in their luggage.
A bipartisan delegation of U.S. lawmakers traveled to Turks and Caicos to ask for leniency. Senator John Fetterman, who was part of the delegation, saying, "I left these meetings optimistic that we can get this resolved and look forward to working with my colleagues in Congress and TCI officials to bring these American citizens home."
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial expected to rest today. Jury deliberations to begin next week after the Memorial Day holiday. Work from home is over in Philadelphia. Mayor Sherelle Parker ordering all full-time city employees to be working in their offices by July 15th. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. West Pettit candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard, it is happening bad tonight. Bring you energy and a boy. We need them to refresh our hearts. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Barry Hindren and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false vote of blame to Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Gary Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio. Fresh, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If I have one opinion on Hollywood, it is that it needs more Jesse Plemons. The actor will star opposite Emma Stone in Yorgos Lanthimos' new film, Begonia, a sci-fi comedy script which has been purchased by Focus Features and Universal. Lanthimos' last film, Poor Things, was nominated for Best Picture and won Stone a Best Actress Oscar. Plemons can be seen in this summer's Civil War. A release for the film is down the road. Cameras will start rolling this July. What's the best way to sell tequila? Take off your pants and play croquet. At least if your last name is McConaughey. Matthew and Camilla McConaughey have created a series of ads where they perform various pantless activities, hoping it will help sell their organic self-made tequila, pantalones. Pantalones in Spanish means pants or the less sexy trousers. McConaughey says the point of the ads is to not take life too seriously. For what it's worth, if you ever get caught without pants, tequila is not a bad excuse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Bitch Wabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and some showers and storms developing overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall possibility. Lows at the lower 60s. On Tuesday, showers and more thunderstorms. Some severe weather and heavy rainfall. I think it's warming to the lower 80s. Right now, it's 61.
Show. One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Yeah, you picked first for the news quiz team.
We need to bring it back. I need to talk to you about it.
The Megan Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump's going to ask the judge and say, "Hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation?" So here now, for the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barry's graduation. When I graduated, we have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent should just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Across the bay, a lady waits, hold tight. And my boat and I already
Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And the wind is right.
I'll be wrapped up in my sweet one's arms tonight.
But Tuesday's
and
just
we will
bad.
Sail away on the wings
hey,
of love into the night.
Welcome, welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio in quickly darkening Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join the show at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. We do have storms heading our way. Corey Hartman, engineer extraordinaire and weather expert as well.
As
good morning, Corey. Thanks for making time for us today. How you doing?
I think you're building me way too up. expert of everything or whatever you just said.
You're pretty nice. At least in my estimation.
He's a sky god knower.
He's a sky god, yes. A sky god knower. So we really do have, we're not out of the woods yet. We had that little round, at least I live in the northwest side of Milwaukee that came through earlier this morning. Made it really hard to get out of bed. I love the sound of the rain. But this looks like we got some really heavy duty stuff coming yet today and into tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and it's really multiple rounds of weather too. So we had some stuff this morning. Looking at the radar now, you talked about it darkening there in Waukesha. There's a little shower off to the west of town, so nothing big. There's some little heavier showers and storms that are down by Burlington. Those will move over toward our friends in Racine, Kenosha. There's a pretty good storm up by Fond du Lac right now, and then there's a little line that is starting to form back in southwestern Wisconsin, southwest of Dodgeville. So there is the potential today of some severe weather, but the bigger show is tomorrow. And for our friends who are watching online, we're going to put some of those graphics up here as well.
All right, so what time tomorrow do you think this stuff is going to be moving through?
Yeah, so tomorrow, again, there's going to be multiple rounds. We're going to have a few storms that come through here this afternoon. And then overnight tonight toward early tomorrow morning, the western part of the state and pretty much the central part of the state could have a good windstorm. And I'm talking 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning. And then there's another round of storms at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Those are going to be in southwestern Wisconsin. Those could have tornadoes with them. And then the final cold front comes through, and that's going to be 7, 8, maybe 9 p.m. tomorrow night. And that one could also have severe weather, including strong winds and hail. So I'm just going to camp out here in the headquarters for the next 48 hours.
You're not going anywhere. You're just going to be living there as all the alerts start coming through and things like that. And certainly we want you to be up on that and know what's coming because it's important. And I don't know if anybody saw coverage over the weekend of what happened in downtown Houston. It wasn't a tornado, but they did have 80-mile-an-hour winds over the weekend. 80-mile-an-hour winds. There are high-rises in downtown Houston that had almost all the windows blown out.
Right.
It's amazing.
And not quite as big of a town, but Salina, Kansas, yesterday had tennis ball size hail and a clocked wind gust of 101 miles per hour from a massive storm that rolled across Kansas yesterday afternoon.
And we're in downtown Waukesha right now, and from the beginning of this discussion we were having to right now, the sky's just popped open. It's pouring down, and I think it's just going to get. It's going to be good. And of course, every time. But yeah, we lost power too a couple times for milliseconds, but still, it's not ideal.
Did the battery backups hold? That's all I want to know.
The chipmunks kicked in almost instantaneously. It was incredible.
Yeah, I got lost a little bit in the live stream for a moment. The computer had to kick back off the internet. But it was not fun.
Tennis ball size hail, Corey, I can't even imagine the kind of damage that can do.
The damage it can do, but I mean, what causes it is the updraft in the storm. So all mature thunderstorms have an updraft right in the center, right? And you have to have some air moving to hold that size of a hailstone up. And that's how hail is created. It starts with a very tiny water droplet that goes up into the upper atmosphere, it freezes, it falls back down. If the updraft is strong enough, it pulls it back into the upper levels of the atmosphere where it's below freezing. And the more times it does that cycle, that's how you get it bigger and bigger and bigger until it's too much for the storm to hold and it comes crashing down.
look what we learned today.
I
did not know that.
That's okay. The damage, the injury, all that—that's terrible. But that's so interesting.
Well, and isn't it? It's like so you're essentially growing a snowball, except it's an ice ball, right?
It's an ice ball, and it's whatever the updraft can support, it will stay up in the cloud. And then as soon as that updraft either dissipates or the hailstone gets too big, and we're talking, you know, tennis ball, softball, I mean, whatever you get, whatever it can't support anymore, that's when the hail core will fall to the ground.
I have a hail question.
Sure.
So if it's being brought up and sustained by the updraft, once the storm is done, does it just melt in the atmosphere then and just go away and come back into residual rain? Or, because in essence then, from what I'm hearing, and I'm not hearing smart, is all that hail is up in the clouds, and once the storm is done, it'll fall down to the ground, but apparently it melts, right?
Yeah, so as it gets back through the freezing layer, it will melt more, and as it gets closer to the ground, it might melt before it reaches the surface. So there's a lot of vertical happening here in these storms. Everybody just thinks, oh, well, what's happening at the ground level? But there's 50,000 feet of stuff happening above your head when the storm's going.
Corey Hartman is our guest, if you're just joining us. He is one of our extraordinary engineers here at Civic Media, and also knows his weather. How did you get into weather, Corey? What was it? Because we talked to Brittany Rouleau about this, and
sure,
she was essentially really afraid of weather, and that's why she went to confront her fears. So what was it that threw you in?
Yeah, Brittany and I have talked about that a little bit, and I had a little bit of that going on at first, but really it was through broadcasting. You know, I've been doing radio and television for a really long time, and you know, I had to do my time in South Dakota, and you know, there's tornado warnings every day in the summer there, it seems like, and so you really had to know. But I thought that a tornado watch, which of course means the conditions are favorable for tornadoes, meant for sure that a tornado was going to hit my house at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh my!
You know,
oh my.
So I'd freak out. I'd go to the basement. I'd sleep in the basement with the spiders and whatever. And I was for sure that was what was going to happen. And then I realized, you know, I really got to get my wits about me. It's kind of like, you know, fear of flying or anything else, I guess. And the more you learn about it, the better off you are. And that's really what I had to do. But it came through broadcasting. And mine has always been, you know, teaming up technology and weather with broadcast. And that's how I was.
It sounds, I don't know, shockingly like science.
Yeah, it is. And when you're the station meteorologist, you are the station scientist. So you know, they're going to come to you when there's an earthquake or when there's a wildfire or when there's whatever, locusts, I guess. And so those things you have to know about. And I've always liked science. I like space. I like anything in the air. I'll chase anything. Northern Lights we just had one of the craziest rounds of Northern Lights we've ever had. I didn't get a chance to experience an earthquake when I was out in California a couple months ago. And I was actually slightly disappointed by that. I just wanted a small one, like a 4. Like a 4. Just to, that's what that's like. Yeah. You know, and I have no desire to chase a hurricane.
I've gotten through an earthquake, and it's you're like,
fine.
You're
laying well, it's like a 7.5.
Yeah. It was like a 3.5, and I was laying there in bed, and I woke up, and I said to my sister-in-law, I'm like, was that an earthquake? She goes, it was nothing. I'm like, no, it's the earth shaking. It's something.
No,
it's something.
Moving, yeah.
And just a suggestion, Corey, follow the San Andreas Fault on Twitter. It's hilarious.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
I follow the Empire State Building, not nearly as exciting.
Mount St. Helens is great.
Mount St. Helens is another great follow, and it has this Lake Superior. So much attitude from these natural resources.
Do you know what's another good follow on Twitter?
You were drifting.
This right down here. Severe Studios. So when stuff's happening, we are posting all the time. And warnings auto-tweet. We've got it all going on over there. We put a ton of information on at Severe Studios.
We will include that in our show notes.
Yep.
Make sure that's there. And this is always a good reminder, too, I think, to download that 511wi.gov. Because when we do have big downpours like this and storms, sometimes that can launch a whole bunch of accidents.
I heard you talking about that earlier. And,
yeah.
You know, one of the things we use Google Maps for is when a tornado goes through and we're curious what the path was. You can turn on Google Maps, and if it crossed any big highways, it's red or
black sometimes right there in that, and you can kind of figure out where the tornado went because the traffic can't get through because there's power lines and stuff.
Interesting.
So, you know, we're kind of talking about that, and I never want to be an alarmist. I don't want people to be freaked out. I just want them to be aware and plan. And it does look like from, let's say, Richland Center to Madison, maybe up here to Baraboo, tomorrow, we really have to watch that tornado threat. There could be actually a strong tornado, which is an F3 or above, that comes through somewhere southwest corner of Wisconsin tomorrow. So that's why we're on. And we just want people to be not scared, be prepared.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll be able to squeeze you in sometime tomorrow morning so you can give us a little bit of an update. And I want to remind folks, too, the last big downpour that we had in Milwaukee, there was so much ponding water that people were hydroplaning on the freeway. And this one guy was heading, I believe it was southbound 94, and hit this huge pool of standing water, hydroplaned, and crashed into the median wall. It was terrifying. So that's also something that we all need to keep in mind when we have really heavy downpours like this morning.
Absolutely, and it's not just, you know, regular everyday people. Last night in Oklahoma City at about 10 o'clock at night, we had a very experienced storm chaser who reports for Channel 9 in Oklahoma City. He actually hydroplaned and tipped his car over. And they're okay, and somehow they got it back on the wheels and kept chasing. But yeah, they spun out on one of the freeways in Oklahoma City while they were broadcasting live on television.
Boy,
so,
that's terrifying.
Yeah, that was a little bit scary, and it's
hey,
you know, everybody kind
of
knows each other, especially the people that are
it's
that have been doing it for
celebrate.
A while in the weather world.
Congratulations
so,
on reaching
guy's name
this
Val
important
Caster,
milestone.
And anybody that's watched any weather, any documentaries from Oklahoma City knows Val. And, they're okay, thankfully. But that was a little scary to see Walsh's up in the corner of the screen as he's spinning around in the middle of the freeway. And rolling, so
whether it's on the farm,
somehow they got it back on the wheels. But hydroplaning, really the driving. Everybody always asks me, isn't storm chasing scary and dangerous? Well,
even
it can be, but really the amount of driving that we do to get to storms is way more dangerous than the tornado itself. You usually now in 2024, between radar and all the technology we have, you know where the tornado hits, but you don't know where that puddle of water is going to be or where somebody's going to be parked on the side of the road, or, you know, the traffic.
Hello, everyone.
And,
Brian from Walsh.
The weather
this
to
Friday
get to the
and
weather.
Saturday, Walsh's
is
in Richland Center and Muscatine is having a
Sharky
Memorial
from Racine
Day
has been waiting. Hi, Sharky. We only have about a minute left. What did you want to say?
Wi-Fi grill and smoker. Regular, $14.99. On sale for $12.99. Also, buy three grilling season shakers. Get one free. Also, many pool and pool accessories are on sale. And Saturday, our Richland Center store will be having a grilling event. So stop in at both stores. And we would like to thank all the veterans for your sacrifice. So we can live free with our loved ones.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment. See our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Thank you, Sharky, and thank you so much for listening. Always appreciate it. I didn't know that you could
Southwest
build a
Wisconsin
tornado
area
box.
Since 1889.
You can build a tornado simulator. There's some in museums. Right there's some in Oklahoma City. As some of the test beds.
And assisting your family every step of the way in your time.
Well, we will talk about this more. Corey Hartman at Sevier Studios. If you want to follow them on Twitter, keep you updated with all of the weather information. We'll hopefully talk to you again tomorrow. Corey, you can give us an update with what we can expect.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Stay close. When we return, saying goodbye to a wonderful character actor, you're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, boys. Take a look at right here. One comes round in a million years. She's a midnight rider on a shooting star. Makes a fool.
This
This is Terry Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about unclaimed money. I love claiming unclaimed money. Unclaimed money is money that folks leave behind, you know, like old security deposits, or bank accounts, action funds, uncashed checks, and almost 1 in 7 Americans has some. See if you are owed money. Go to unclaimed.org and search every state you think you might have had any open accounts. In 2023, over $5 billion was returned to people who claimed it. I was one of those people. I check the site every so often to see things that matter periodically. In the last 5 years alone, I reclaimed over $300 in landlord refunds, and then there was this one old bank account that saw that close and turned up. It took just a few minutes, and it was really worth it. Okay, folks, that is your Work Money Minute. For more tips and tricks on how to save more and spend less, go to workmoney.org. Until next time, take good care.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Dr. Sly on the board, always ready to take your calls at 855-752-4842-855-756 or on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very busy show today. Last half hour, we did a round of the good, the bad, and please make it go away. I found an article from CNN about a very pricey pineapple. You can get it for only $395.99. The Ruby Glow pineapple for fruit snobs, apparently.
Anyone get one? Cut it open. Tell me it doesn't look like ham.
And a couple of texts when we were talking about that that we're just getting to now. So thank you for your patience. Mark of Prairie du Sac, if you want a red flesh fruit, get some raspberries, strawberries, or Ruby grapefruit. Love Ruby grapefruit. Not to mention cherries for the love of the goddess. Absolutely right. And then the other thing was what? Cotton candy grapes?
Yeah. But if you that don't sounds, good, it's 12% more the sugar.
12% sweeter.
Can't be healthy. Wow. I don't care if it is fruit. It doesn't sound healthy.
Angie from Monroe has a great grape recipe. Green grapes, celery, cucumber, egg yolk, mash, mustard, mayo, pecans, gum. Raisins, optional, salt to taste. That sounds really delicious.
I don't know about this one.
Really?
I mean, egg yolk, mustard, it sounds like deviled egg. Pecans, raisins, and grapes.
Well, it's worth a try.
Yeah, sure.
I always love to see other people.
I'm not saying, hey, do your thing, jelly bean. If you like it, go for it. Just when you, if one half of like, oh, the devil's egg recipe, and the other half like, this fruit's out.
It's just a different kind of fruit. Steve Jensen on the live stream, as far as the Ruby Glow pineapples, I guess the Pink Glow is a little bit cheaper. I'll have to look into that. Maybe they're only $200. But then the rainy, the original people are going to like smear it.
Oh, it's a Pink Glow. That's so funny.
Nice try. I have a Ruby Glow.
Oh, they're $15.
Oh. Well, that's actually affordable.
So, it looks like the only difference is it's ruby on the inside. It's pink on the inside versus what looks to be red on the outside. Ham-looking pineapple for $4. But can
you really see? And if you want to check out any of this stuff, it will always be in the show notes. You can find Witchcraft does a great, very detailed job. Really do. With links to the stories that we talk about and just about everything else. So if you ever want to go back and follow up on some of those articles and read those articles, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, and then just go to Matt Mayer on Air, and it will take you to our show page. It has every episode, every show, with the little descriptions that Greg writes up with the links to them. So it's really very useful.
Yeah, you can also download the show at your podcast distribution center of choice. You can subscribe to the show. The show comes out twice a day, so 3 hours. And just as a side note, I will not be putting on the website where to find the Ruby Glow pineapple, because I do not endorse that sort of money spending. And I once got really drunk before. So I have a joke.
while you're not trying to say the story, he finds
out. I'll never pass the way.
We wanted to say goodbye to Dan Harmon. Wonderful character actor. He was 92.
Yeah.
I did not realize he was that old. Dan Harmon died Thursday at his home in Santa Monica. He started out, and I had forgotten about this. Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Yep.
Was this really sweet, odd soap opera scene?
Yeah.
That's aired at night. Because I can remember watching this as a
it was a primetime. I believe so, yeah.
But he started as a character on Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. I think he's probably best known for his roles in Tootsie and 9 to 5, certainly 9 to 5. He was the boss that Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda were all had to plot against because he was such a terrible person.
I tried to find a clip of him saying, because I'm a racist, hypocritical, racist, sexist, egotistical bigot. And that scene where Lily Tomlin just goes, ha, 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 ha,
and launches him out of the chair.
Yeah, it's. And for me growing up, he was in a movie called Cloak and Dagger, which was forgotten. But I watched it all the time, and I loved it. He played a spy that lived in the mind of a little boy.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It's not
Academy Award winning,
but if we're watching it as a 9-year-old, very entertaining. And I was telling him before the show, I was watching You Got Mail last week. He's in the movie. He plays Tom Hanks' father. And I just thought to myself, my gosh, is David Coleman still around? I wonder. And I just didn't think about it. And then 3 days later, we find out. It's just such a good actor. There's no movies. He's made so many movies.
What he just made, because so many of his characters were terrible people.
Yeah.
And yet, you couldn't help but kind of like him.
Yeah. You can't. Oh, he was in War Games. Love War Games.
Oh, that's another good one.
Donald McKittrick. He's never evil. Like, Frank Hart in 9 to 5 isn't evil. He's not a good dude.
He's a bad person.
He's a bad person. But you're also kind of like, I know Frank Hart. Yeah, whatever. You know? he was the man with one red shoe. Did you ever see that movie? Tom Hanks. That was the man with two brains. The Man with One Red Shoe is a Tom Hanks movie where he plays a guy mistaken for a spy. And everyone thinks he's this brilliant spy and he's really an orchestra violinist.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's another fun, forgotten comedy.
He also, and this is it, in the Hollywood Reporter, they did a nice little recap of his career. He really came from... You know, he was kind of small potatoes when he joined 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And they were all very established.
Yes.
Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton. And he does say in this article about how they just all went out of their way to make him feel equal. There's no other way to put it.
That just goes to being really there as well. I mean, just come on now. I love it. I he didn't make a lot of movies in the end, so I can't say it's film. But when I watch, the Beverly Hillbillies. He was in the movie with Jim Varney. It's actually
all right. Thank you so very much, Greg Bach and Kellen and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works, especially when we have incredible phone references and stuff like that. Thank you so much to our guests, and most of all, thank you to all of you for calling and for texting and for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today. Keep it right here. News is next, followed by Tom Alba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Pat Crypto. Tuesday morning, Matt Rothschild retired from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, but he's still busy here at Civic Media. We'll tell you how.
Up North News with Pat Crypto. Weekday morning starting at 6.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling what civic discourse really should happen and be respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, that they should be given the platform.
If Rocker and I can get along,
Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so it's
only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation.
conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM, WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richmond Center, and always on the Civic.